This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
Well, it is, of course, that time of year again. That music's going to be stuck in your head for the next 8 or 12 weeks because Dancing with the Stars, it is back tonight, January 4th. It's going to see 12 well-known figures team up with their professional dancers to perform their live routines every week. Whether they'll live up to the previous year's Reese McClenaghan's win last year, well, we'll just have to see. And joining me now is former ballroom dancer and, of course, Dancing with the Stars judge Brian Redmond to talk about the premiere tonight. Brian, how are you doing?
Great, Sam. We're in studio, ready to go. Early start to the day, as always, for the first weekend of Dancing with the Stars. But looking forward to seeing them all for the first time tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. So who have you got? So to run through some of the stars that are going to be there, you've got Brian Kennedy, Michael Fry, Anne Casson, Eric Roberts, Rosa Tralee, Caitlin Cummins. You've got the rower, Philip Doyle, Niamh Kavanagh, of course, former Eurovision winner, Paudie from The Traitors, Tolu McKay. Like, it is fairly star-studded. Who have you got your eyes on early doors?
Well, I actually, this weekend, for the first time, got to see some of them dance a little bit. We don't normally get to see them on the weekend until the live show itself, but with the first weekend being the opportunity for us all to get back in and rehearse something and, you know, remember how to walk down the stairs, for example, which is about the most challenging thing I do for the 2 hours of the live show. We did get to see them a little bit. So it's hard to know. I mean, the challenge of the live performance this evening will be the first time that they're under the pressure of the lights and with, you know, the people watching at home. So it'll be interesting. But I think, you know, the likes of Brian Kennedy, for example, an accomplished performer, but physically will he be able to pull it off? Somebody like Niamh Kavanagh, great vocals. I mean, singing her way through it will be one thing, but will she be able to keep the mouth and the feet moving at the same time as another? I don't know, but we'll wait and see. Paudie, probably somebody described him yesterday to me as the breakout star of 2025. I mean, will the star keep rising in 2026 or will it come plummeting down on the first week of Dancing with the Stars? We'll find out this evening.
Yeah, so when you're thinking about this, and I'm sure they're all, and I've spoken to one or two of them actually, and I know they are already thinking strategy. How do not do I get do well in week one? How do I get to the final weekend? Like, is it better to be the sort of, you know, the bigger star who have more natural votes, or is it, do you think, can someone come out of left field and truly impress on the dance floor and still win it?
But this is the interesting thing for me, because when we see people come on the show, we know them from one sphere, from one world, for doing one or two particular things. But we've never had anybody on the show, and certainly this year, that we know as being a dancer. So that's a totally different skill set that they have to try and develop and they have to try and put forward. And they've got to do that and deal with the pressure while also connecting to people at home. Because despite the fact that I would love the judges to have the ultimate power and the final say on everything, we don't. We've seen it for plenty of years past where we've seen the likes of Des Cahill or Marty Morrissey or Kevin Dundon last year maybe go a little bit further than the judges would have placed them because the public vote at home means so much. So I think the most important thing to do, aside from be able to do cha-cha-cha, is to connect with the audience at home and to sort of build that feeling with people. Getting to know a side of somebody that you haven't really seen before, I think is always an interesting thing for the audience at home to experience. So connecting with the audience is something that they're all going to have to get good at, regardless of how good or bad their cha-cha-cha is.
Yeah, you need to have the chat, chat, chat as well as the chat, chat, chat.
Yeah, you're very good. I might use that one.
If you do, I will. I'll take credit for it all the time. You've also got a change up in the judging this year.
Yes, we have. I mean, Lorraine Barry has been with me right since the very first season of Dancing with the Stars. We've done 8 seasons together, along with originally Julian Benson and in recent years, Arthur Grunlien and Karen Byrne. And this year, Lorraine has decided to take a bit of time for herself and to relax and, you know, not have the pressure coming backwards and forwards to Ireland for the first 3 months of the year. And we've been joined by Ozzy Mabusi, 2-time Strictly winner and somebody who's judged on shows in the UK like Dancing on Ice and things like that as well. So a new dynamic to the judging panel. A very vibrant character, somebody who knows all the technical stuff. So I think it'll be quite interesting because for the first time we have a judge who is as vivacious as like an Arthur is, but has all the technical ballroom background of somebody like a Lorraine. So it'll be an interesting mix to see how that works out. As long as the 3 of them don't start ganging up on me, that'll be the most important thing.
I somehow feel you don't mind being the bad guy over in the corner.
No, it's an interesting thing because people always ask me that question and being deadly serious about it. It's a tag that's sort of stuck, and I think stuck beyond justification to a certain extent. Yes, I may be a little bit tougher with the scores than some of the other judges would be. Yes, maybe I'll, you know, edge, particularly in the earlier weeks, towards pointing out some of the flaws because I want them to get better. I want them to sort of get that sense of achievement for themselves. And I want the audience at home to go, well, yeah, I thought they were pretty good. But actually, now that I've heard the judges talk, I can see that there's a bit here or a bit there that they need to improve on. So I think the contestants enjoy the experience a little bit more if they make an improvement. And if over 3 or 4 weeks, they actually get to the point whereby my commentary on them has changed and they start thinking, oh yeah, I'm actually getting somewhere. I think it's a much nicer experience for them than getting applauded from week one and, you know, nothing really changes over the weeks that they're here.
Yeah, is that more satisfying to you as a dancer as well as a judge? Because you have some people, and I think Reese, I mean, everyone knew Reese was going to be thereabouts from the very get-go next year. But is it more satisfying when you see someone come in and maybe they're all right on week one, but by week 5 or 6, they're really improving and you can see they've put everything into it?
Yeah, the most satisfying thing for me is to see their sort of approach change, their sort of confidence increase and the willingness to sort of understand that, you know, it's almost like sometimes it takes till week 5 or 6 for them to realize what you were saying to them in week 1 or 2. Mm. And when they get that far and they get a bit of praise for something that they've improved, you can actually see them going, well, I wasn't happy with him when he gave out to me in week 1 or 2, but I'm actually delighted that he did now because I can see that the difference, the encouragement maybe is not a word that's often used when people are talking about how I give feedback to them, but that's what it is. It's maybe the difference between, you know, dare I mention it, a Roy Keane type approach where you set standards and you make sure people can come up to those standards. You're not doing anything out of malice. You're really trying to hope to see them improve. And that's my aim. And I think it's great when they feel that within themselves.
So I won our family pool last year. I had Reese, and of course it just so helped that I was the one who did the draw. So if I'm rigging...
Yeah, but was it randomly picked or did you use your insider dancer knowledge to sort of justify making that selection, or did you just get lucky?
I told everyone I used KPMG and let's just say that might have been less than true. But if I was rigging the Family Fortunes lotto this year, who should I rig it in favour of myself?
Well, I think, you know, considering the record that you've shown in terms of getting it perfectly right last year, I think it'd be better off if I asked you that question rather than the other way around. So, I mean, if you're going to be going into the family sweepstakes this year, maybe let somebody else look after rigging it so that you don't win 2 years in a row. But I think it'll be interesting to see. I'm not going to make a prediction because I haven't even seen the performer under the hot lights. So maybe we'll speak again next week some point and I might sort of fess up on that one.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. We'll see. We'll discuss it over a coffee or something over the weeks to come. Brian Redmond, thanks so much. Enjoy the next few weeks and we'll all enjoy watching it.
Pleasure. Thank you very much. Take care.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.